Last time on a very sensual paint it black.
Would you swear?
On Snowbane. House to question him about his mother, Faye. He killed himself with a gunshot to the head. I didn't read this in advance. That caught me by surprise. Police kill armed 93-year-old woman upset over failed driving test.
Good.
If you live to be 93 and you go out because...
He carried her out of the subway station to this song.
Right into his room and they fucking banged right there. It was crazy.
It got a little less romantic, honey.
He was like, this is rape! This is, stop it!
That's a little less
romantic. That went dark. That went real dark.
I just said it's a little less romantic than you took it to rape.
Alright, the two girls in the room, you get saved, right? At what point are you like, yo, put me down?
If it's Norman Reedus,
if I'm passed out.
If it's Norman Reedus,
Hispanic Norman Reedus.
What's his name?
Joshua Garcia.
No, Gusto Garcia.
I don't know if I can't walk. I would assume he would have to carry me the whole way.
I will be your hero.
I'm not really into Latinos, so if you could just put me down.
This is amor.
No, it's not. I'm really not into this.
You must experience.
I saved you from the R train.
Yeah, I really someone saved me from you right now.
No, he's love.
He's love.
This is a beautiful thing.
Cállate, mi amor. You must experience the same.
Could you at least put a condom on right now? Because I really don't want your baby.
Don't ruin this. Don't ruin this.
No.
I'm not on the pill. Seriously, please stop.
No. It's good. It's fine. I dove on the tracks, bitch.
The rest of my life.
Someone please call 911 and call the cops. It's gonna rape me.
I am a hero.
You are a rapist.
I will take your breath.
Help! Help! This man who saved me is trying to rape me.
That got real creepy.
But there's like mad
please stop
people.
This fucking
there's
song.
Like a mad people holding up their cell phones playing this song. Like, no, stop it! Help me! He's the real.
And they're just swaying. I picture them swaying.
Put me back on the track. I want the train to hit me. I want the 6 train to hit me. I don't want this. I don't want this. Death! I take death! I take death!
My breath away.
All right. Thank you, Enrique,
for really creating one of the most uncomfortably horrible moments.
All right. Thank you, Enrique.
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
Wow.
It's pretty epic, right?
I went on for a minute.
We're going to start peeing.
You guys went...
At the beginning, I was like, wow, this is really brilliant. Then I was like, oh, man, this is, like, really creepy. But then, luckily, I went back to, wow, this is really brilliant.
We're going to have to start paying that guy royalties. You keep playing his full fucking song on the show.
That's the most it's been played in, like, the last 3 years.
You love that song.
Cállate, Kenny.
Right.
He's a good song.
Just experience.
Experience the music.
Enjoy it.
Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
We got Lou.
Hey.
And Kenny's back.
I'm back again.
And soon Feinberg will be here.
Feinberg will be dropping.
Maybe.
Yeah, he'll be telling his story about the first time he went down the bitch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be...
Complete circle now.
Now, have you guys ever interviewed somebody, like, of this magnitude?
Feinberg?
Somebody who's... Feinberg? Like, well, no. I mean, this is a Painted Black exclusive, I think.
Well, we did the... forever ago, we did the original story about how he hasn't done it.
Yeah, this is like a follow-up.
To find a dude that hasn't eaten pussy yet, we might get arrested over the interview. Like, it's like it's a 15-year-old guy. Like.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they got their fucking mentally challenged friend out there trying to eat pussy.
If they do good.
Oh, that was bad.
It's just Randy Newman.
Right? He's just eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Take it easy.
Well, while we wait for him, why don't we just jump right in. Lou, you'll do the news today.
Sure.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
All right, we got a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to just roll through this real quick. That's not the one. All right. So some psycho forgot his coffin full of weird weapons in Florida.
What kind of weird weapons?
There's a big list.
All right, let's hear
some of them are kind of funny. I'm like, that's not a weapon at all. All right, so it's a black crossbow, black ball and chain, which I guess is like a morning star.
Is there a difference between that and like a white ball and chain?
I don't know.
Yes.
Does the black one?
I'm curious why the black is.
It only works half the time.
The black one was a cheaper one.
Set of nunchucks, forceps.
What's a sep?
A forceps.
Forceps.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is either.
Like
clamps.
Oh,
it's the clamps.
Yeah. Clamps. Ball with metal spikes.
That's a morning star.
I guess it's just the ball.
If you can't even wheel that, though. Like,
no, what if it was baseball size and you just whipped it at people?
Right. How do you pick it up without hurting yourself? You're like, let me hold this real tight and throw it.
There he is.
Oh, welcome to the party, my friend.
That was good.
Vamanos.
Yeah. Oh, shit, you got the Rasta Mouse.
Yeah, I do. Among the list of weapons.
Just walked in.
Just moseying on in.
Just moseying.
My bad.
Slowly and surely.
Here's a treat for it.
With some treats in hand.
Anyway, so, continue the list.
Next thing in the list, black hoodie.
Right. Uh-oh.
You need one of those.
Oh, he's in Florida too, right?
Right.
I might get him shot.
Leather pouch. Double-sided axe. Baseball bat with screws and nails.
Where was he going with all this?
He just left it in the park.
Some guy.
He was carrying this along. This coffin.
It was probably that sucker.
It
looked to be like a chainsaw in there or something.
It was probably that sucker Leon from Resident Evil 2.
No, he had scissors.
Scissors, huh?
What kind metal of metal hook?
What kind of bad shit are you doing with this?
Metal knife.
I'm gonna cut you out, snowflakes, motherfucker.
I don't know what this is. Plastic tube with black handles.
Why is everything black, first of all?
He's a weirdo.
Everything says black.
Yeah, imagine if your carrying case is a coffin, that's kind of your color scheme.
If you're not the Undertaker, that's not cool.
He didn't paint the coffin black. That shit is just straight, like, pine.
Just wood.
Yeah. A broken yellow dart.
He couldn't even get a fucking a regular dart?
No. A baseball bat.
Is it black?
A regular one? He's got a baseball bat with nails and then a regular baseball
bat. Oh, it's aluminum?
For when he doesn't want to get Lucille dirty.
Oh, God.
This is the regular.
She's always thirsty, though.
He might be black or Hispanic because of this next item. Silver antenna. What they call a switch. Let's see. He's got a couple sheaths. Silver chain.
What is he trying to fight fucking werewolves?
This is like Van Helsing's.
Yeah.
Without any hooks. Actual cool weapons.
He's got some hatchets.
Ooh,
this
the hatchets.
Is fucking funny. A boat anchor.
Really can't go anywhere without that these right. days.
That's for those Black Lagoon monsters.
A fire poker. Crowbar.
This sounds like a lot of equipment to carry.
Yeah.
That's why he needed a coffin.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, pliers. A sword.
He's got like some really useful stuff.
I love it. Just keeps going.
A wooden stick. A hammer.
Was he afraid that he wouldn't be able to find one?
I don't know.
It's a stake. It's a wooden stake.
These are all the things you need in the afterlife, I'm assuming, at this point.
Or a trip through Transylvania.
Let's see. He's got some sickles.
Ooh.
Sickle?
Metal tongs. I don't know.
Metal tongs.
Yeah, I know what that is. You guys know what the clamps were, but you don't know what metal tongs are? Come on.
And I guess like a bakken. Like
that was in case you wanted to get some salad.
A pocket knife?
A bakken, like the wooden sword.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's fucking like Floridian Dexter wannabe forgot his shit.
Is he in trouble?
Did he come and try to claim it?
Someone just... Well, he didn't go to like fucking Lost and Found. Like, anybody...
find a coffin full.
Anybody find these murdering tools? Not mine.
I'm pretty sure if you melted these all down, you'd have a nice little Iron Throne thing going.
What if he was? What if he was just trying to be prepared for when shit hits the fan?
He's like Doomsday Warrior.
What is he thinks coming?
Yes.
Need a spiked ball.
Zombies?
Yeah. Well, that's a total reusable weapon, I would say.
You throw the spiked ball up and hit it with the metal baseball bat. Oh, I'm getting shit, bro.
Yeah.
You would just hit the metal baseball bat and stick in it, I imagine.
What about the broken yellow dart?
Right.
He was trying to do the same thing, but he broke the yellow dart.
That's how he broke it.
He's looking for the other piece currently in the park.
So, authorities are on the lookout for whoever left.
The psychopath.
He's at large.
Can I claim that after like 30 days?
It's like, oh, somebody found my bag.
No, walk in a suit of armor. Some guy's, what if you found my package?
One guy's like, oh, my dart.
All right, this next one's kind of crazy. You got to see the picture. Two kids hospitalized as bouncy house gets flung 50 feet in the air.
Holy awesome. Shit.
That sounds like you the best it, like, ride the of car. All time.
Holy fuck, that's high.
The bouncy house is way in the air.
It's the best ride of all time.
How the fuck did that happen?
I'm surprised somebody just didn't flat out die from that.
So, everybody knows those fucking bouncy houses that people get for parties.
I thought they were super safe.
You know, this is when making sure you take your shoes off really comes in handy. This is exactly why you take your shoes off before you go into that bouncy house.
See what happens?
I need to know how this went down.
It just got swept up in a gust of air. And it's not a
fucking breeze at
it's
that?
It's not like a tornado country. This shit happened, it looks like, upstate New York.
It happened in the poorest region in the country. It probably wasn't New even York. A real bounce castle. It was probably cheaply made.
They filled it with helium.
It was not one of
these. It was made of Mylar.
It was not a regulation bouncy castle.
They're like, I wonder why it blew away. Because it's a big balloon.
Apparently, someone was running with it while it was on a string. No, that didn't happen. All right, it just got swept up. And these kids were still on the side.
It's also a kite. Bouncing in case you were
You know what happened? Is somebody put an airbag under it. Like, oh, like, shit, kids were in that.
One girl fell out pretty soon. She didn't get too hurt. But one of the boys, when he finally fell out, landed on a fucking car.
Ooh.
Broke both his arms.
That'll happen.
Is he alive?
They're alive.
You know what the moral of the story is? Stop having so much fun out there, kids.
Yeah.
You know how much it's going to suck when that guy's got to file his insurance claim? It's like, a little kid fell on top of my car. Yeah, we don't cover that. Yeah.
Out of a bouncy castle.
Yeah, out of a bouncy castle.
That was flying through
she
the air.
Got that carnival insurance we told you
about. Yeah.
Sounds like an act of God to me. Little kids falling from the sky.
I mean, 2 feet it's over.
One of those plagues,
that
isn't
was
it?
Definitely a plague.
2 feet over lands on city ground on the sidewalk.
Nope. Don't
public
cover
property.
Plagues.
It's
don't
the government's
cover
problem.
Plagues. Nope. Don't cover it. Not plagues.
The problem is they went to a field to play with this thing. They should have just put it in a residential area. Where's that
going
to go?
Look, no one thought of bounce castles taking a gust of wind and going 50 feet in the air. Like,
you can't really fault them.
Yeah.
They figure it's basically an upside down like air balloon.
There's no warning label that may take off. At any moment. Like,
oh, no, this is a warning label, but it's all about taking your shoes off before you get in. Right. Absolutely nothing about this wind turbine possibility coming out of you.
Yeah. Maybe if they did take their shoes off, they would have been able to pop that fucker.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point,
I'm in hindsight, you would never take your shoes off when you go into these things.
Yo, after I'm 50 feet in the air, I'm not popping that sucker. I want the bounce castle on the way down.
Yeah, you want that cushion.
Bounce castle's going to pay dividends on the way down.
Oh, man. All right. Moving on. This is a quick one. Girl ends up getting ejected from her prom because the dads can't stop staring at her.
I heard this one.
Mm. This gorgeous bitch gets ejected from her
own
prom.
What was she wearing?
Well, to make it funnier, it was a Catholic school, I think.
Right? Oh. Yeah. No, you can't be looking so good. Get out of
here. What makes it even funnier is that there were actually priests in there, too.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Well, she wasn't wearing anything that bad. You can see in the picture, her skirt goes below her hands.
What state is this in? Utah?
Virginia. It's Richmond, Virginia.
All right. It's a little conservative.
A little repressed.
They don't show her. They just show, I guess you can see she's got like a booty on her.
It's a bunch of sexually repressed dads like, look at that thigh.
But apparently a lot of the other girls had much shorter skirts, but the dads were afraid they were going to think impure thoughts.
Because they probably already were thinking impure thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean.
So they kicked her out of her own prom.
That is a fucked up thing, man.
Why not kick the creepy dads out?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Creepy dads, go
it's
home.
It's clearly a prom for the dads, not for the students.
I would totally sue if I was her parents.
And if I remember, too, like, she was promised a refund.
Yeah. So she ended up getting the refund, but the friends left with her because they didn't want to go to prom without her, but they're not getting any money back.
Yeah. They weren't kicked out.
Well, they were told that they were going to, and then they weren't.
That's when keeping it real goes wrong. They're getting screwed now.
You know what? Kids, don't go to school on second thought. Schools are all fucked up.
These are dangerous ideas.
We just start boycotting prom in general.
I say we can start boycotting.
It's an antiquated notion. Just party every night. Treat every night like it's prom.
Education's antiquated.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know,
we should regress, not evolve.
Yeah, I reverse my stance.
Oh, we're doing just fine with that.
If these old men were just watching...
The Pope says we should regress.
If these old men were just getting the sex they needed at home or watching enough porn, they wouldn't have been looking at this girl like she's a piece of meat.
Right, exactly.
Losing their goddamn minds over this girl. Like, is she stunning? Let me see. Like, is there a picture?
See her ass.
It's a little girl.
Just her ass?
Because I guess they were trying to show a picture of how long the skirt was, but they don't show the face.
I saw a picture of her in the article I read. She looked like a 16-year-old girl.
So Pete was highly turned on.
So once I finished.
He shot one
rock
right
hard boners.
He shot one right into the letter that he wrote her and held it right on.
I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take damn pants right off. He's about to jacket.
The payoff.
All right. All right. So this one's great.
I like you, and I want you.
This is a quick one. So obviously everyone knows about internet trolls and shit, and how if you ever come across one, the one thing you want to do is find this guy and beat his ass, right?
Always.
There's this one loudmouth who happened to troll a boxer for 3 years plus. Ends up making a mistake of challenging him to a fight. And then gets his fucking ass beat.
Sweet.
Really badly.
Like a street fight or like a legit, like...
It was in a, like a boxing gym. But the guy, he took like one hit and then he couldn't stand anymore. And like, he's backing off.
He fought a heavyweight?
I think so. He looks pretty... Whatever division 215 pounds is.
Heavyweight.
That'd be pretty heavy.
Yeah. The guy's talking mad shit, and then he got fucking his
block knocked off. Yeah,
yeah. You better hope Manny Pacquiao never finds you.
I don't care about Manny Pacquiao. I'm not going to box him. I'm going to straight choke him to death.
But then this guy had the gall to say that the guy just got a lucky punch off.
He probably did. It was probably pretty lucky.
Nah, he kept... In the video, you hear the guy being like, you're, like, you're not done. Get up. Like, get up.
He's
pushing
back
people
up?
Out of the way. He does get back up, but he's running scared the whole time.
He's on Dream Street. He got wobbly legs.
And the boxer's like pushing people out of the way, like, let me knock
him over
again.
Why didn't they fight in the ring?
I don't know. Next to a ring for some reason.
Seems like a sensible place to fight would be in the ring.
Still. The guy got
the boxer couldn't wait. It was a sucker punch.
He got to do what everyone wants.
It was a lucky punch.
Basically reenacted the ending of that Jane Silent Bob movie.
Oh, they just go and beat up all the fucking interviewers?
Alright. So y'all remember back when they posted a billboard trying to find the guy pooping on slides?
Yeah.
The serial pooper?
Yeah. They got him.
They caught the pooper?
They got him. It
he
worked.
He was pooping on slides?
Just leaving logs
children's
on slides.
Slides. Just leaving tightly coiled piles. I don't know.
It's a drug-free zone. Doesn't say anything about pooping.
Wait a minute. Tightly coiled, huh?
I guess. I mean,
what do you mean? You guess?
Like from a soft serve ice cream?
Yeah, I was
man.
Thinking that same thing. Yeah, like he turns, like he swirls around at the end.
Right.
Is this the wrong guy? Are you the pooper?
Nah.
Don't lie to me, Lou.
Nah, it's not me.
Yeah, I've been pooping straight for 29 years.
Is that your poop in my fucking girlfriend's backyard? Has my dog not been pooping in the backyard?
Fucking Feinberg's so stiff. He just has straight poops all day.
Nah, I swirl them at the end, man.
Right. Starchy motherfucker.
I love a good diet of pasta and rice.
Your dog, though, man. The one day, like, I had a really heavy bag at the end.
She got a really heavy poop.
She's only, like, 25 pounds, but she takes a bigger shit than a normal human man.
Yeah. It's that high-protein diet Ken got her on.
That's what I'm saying. Lou's been pooping in my backyard.
At least I clean it up.
Yeah, at least he bags it.
I think you've been cleaning up hers and leaving yours.
They are big, like, human-sized shits. Anyhow, so they finally caught the guy, but...
Who was the pooper?
They don't tell you who it is, but apparently the police had a discussion with the guy, and they basically let him off with a warning.
What? They put billboards up to find this guy.
Yeah.
This guy was like a terrorist, and they just let him go?
Yeah. They let him off with a warning.
This guy seems like a public nuisance, like the kind of person that a prison is built for.
Yeah.
I guess, what are you really going to bring him up for?
Like, they probably beat him up.
Public indecency?
Yeah.
And I guess
if you're pooping on a slide, he should be a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get caught pissing in a goddamn fucking park, you're a sex offender.
Right, yeah.
Oh, wait, really?
Is this guy who's taking
shits on slides? Public indecency.
I pissed in a park before. Like,
Schoolyard?
Megan's law, this motherfucker.
Schoolyard or like a public park?
The elementary school we played baseball at.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
We can't actually say the name of it because we still do this.
I had the trifecta of elementary school, high school, and middle school.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Play what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Are you afraid to get narked on?
Yeah, fuck it. A bunch of narc. Pizza stool, even saying. He's recording all this.
Wait, this is being recorded?
The pooper.
All right, guys.
The pooper's still out.
He's still out there. He's just not dropping them in public anymore.
Well, that we know of just right. yet.
He's wiping his butt with people's newspapers.
He could be formulating some kind of master plan.
Listen, we didn't really cure the problem. This guy can still poop at will. He's That's the real issue. At,
so
at,
I'm shut.
At, yeah. Right. We have to permanently cork him.
He walked out of the detective's office, and the guy looked at his little cup. It said Kaiser Sose on it. He was like, no!
Kobayashi!
What state is this in?
Oh, I closed it. It's gone.
Gone. The med.
Some fucking state that would actually pay for a billboard for that.
They got way too much time and money on their hands.
Some Superman-esque looking guy with a no poop sign on his shirt.
Was it a piece of shit with a cross out?
Like... It was a cartoon shit with a cross going through it.
Oh, God.
Well, instead of the piece of poop with the cross going through it, I would put like a booty with a plug in it.
It's a big cork.
Yeah. Cork it.
Cork it.
Oh, man. All
right. Well, you know, I just have to ask, though. Does this mean that there's this guy walking around, hopefully, with at least a roll of toilet paper with him?
Probably. No, bro.
Or is he just, like, you know, dirtying it all up there?
Dude, you're gross enough to poo on a slide.
He's a man with a plan. He's got TP, I'm sure. He's not leaving it on scene. He's probably walking, throwing it in the fucking basket.
I mean, as long as he's being hygienic about it.
He's spreading poo all over the place. Those places are not sanitary.
Not at all.
You can't have your kids play at parks.
Dude, the poop wasn't the huge problem. They just hosed that off. But it was the used toilet paper next to the poop that was terrible.
He uses the double ply charm, and you know it.
The really gross part was the used toilet paper he kind of makes like a fucking model out of, you know, like a fucking...
Paper mache.
He uses it kind of like paper mache.
A little poopy inside surprise. Yeah. Like, ooh, a duck. Oh!
Oh, damn. Yo, that duck stinks.
Next door.
All right. So y'all know Rihanna. She had this weird bat outfit. It's basically like a full latexy looking thing, but the arms and legs are attached by a big piece of cloth. This girl ended up dressing up as her for her prom. They have like a celebrity kind of theme going on. Rihanna sees it and decides to make fun of the girl.
It's fucked up.
For wearing the same outfit that she wore.
Yeah. You gotta see the picture. It's the girl wearing this weird bat suit.
I mean, does she do it justice?
It looks the same.
So they both wear it the same way?
Yeah.
It is the Woo W.
She put it side by side with the Woo W.
It is the Woo W.
The message saying she gets it, but wow. She she killed this bitch over it.
Yeah, but it was her own stupid outfit.
I know, but...
These people are supposed to be role models. People are supposed to be emulating them, and they're supposed to be exhibiting good behavior.
This is the dumbest looking outfit I've ever seen.
She does look like the W, though.
Yeah, she put the left foot in a little bit.
Yeah, she really looks like the W.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Nice.
I need one of those. Ah, Wu-Tang.
Word.
You need to diversify your bonds, nigga.
You do. Wise advice.
Yeah, shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga, dude.
Oh man!
Fuck your ass up.
So
favorite part, man.
She blasted her own fan for the homage.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Why though? Like,
ruin this girl's day.
Yeah. How are you ruining that girl's day? First of all, Rihanna tweeted you. Second of all, you look like the Wu-Tang Clan member. Like, yeah, that's a win-win in my eyes.
Rihanna doesn't look any different. She's wearing the same stupid bat outfit.
Rihanna's as stupid as her fan. Like,
you know what? Rihanna probably got told that like all day when she wore that dumbass outfit. Like, you look like a Wu-Tang symbol, bitch. change your outfit, right? And then she's like, oh, someone emulated that dumb outfit? Oh, I got good jokes for her.
Got you, bitch!
You're probably absolutely right.
Here's the kind of funny but fucked up part. In retaliation... This girl set her Twitter background as that Chris Brown smiling.
Yeah, she's got the dress, but Rihanna still got beat. I'm sorry, but I mean, long run, you still lose.
You mean Rihanna's got beat? Or...
No, she got beat.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah.
She probably had it coming.
Yeah. She's probably acting a fool. Like, clearly she's, very capable of doing.
Nah, I heard she was a slow learner.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing teaches her better than the back of a hand.
Hey. I told you to do the dishes.
Whack. I told you boil it once. Whack again.
Listen, as long as it's no bigger than a, what is it? Just a stick of a broom handle, I think we're all good.
The rule of thumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, I don't play that. You got the back of your hand. You know, you can't be hitting them with like shoes and stuff like that.
Open hand slaps.
There you go.
Yeah,
shut up, baby. I know it. All right.
So
this is just another example of cyberbullying gone wrong. When so many situations just go so right.
All right, what's going on here?
Next one, straight out of Texas. 31-year-old high school sophomore arrested.
Texas, as we like to
call
it.
Wait, 30-year-old high school sophomore?
She was arrested impersonating a 15-year-old.
Oof.
Let me see her.
How many kids does she have?
You know, black people fucking are strange like that, because they just, you can't tell how old this chick is. She could be 15.
They don't crack, yo.
She could be 31, I don't know.
Here's the thing. You see her picture before.
Oh, wow.
She looks pretty young.
She looks,
if you see 15-ish. The after shot, which I'm scrolling down to.
After she was arrested?
Whoa! No way! Whoa! No way did that woman ever pass for a 15-year-old.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, get out of here, Lou. Get out of here. No way.
Next article.
No, that was Biggie Smalls. He's been hiding out in Texas.
That was Brittany Grinder. You're like, come on now.
That was Biggie with a little Sideshow Bob action.
She's like, you know what? If I blur up the picture a bit, shoot it from a fucking 90-degree angle, and I do you upright.
And roofie everybody that's looking at the picture.
You don't look awful. All
right, Texas. Yeah. Texas is stupid. Yeah. I don't even believe this. Next article.
She went from That's a Raven to like Patrice in a minute.
Yo, you can't hit on Patrice like that?
Wait, does that mean that she's dead then?
I'm saying, he's not an attractive man.
No, but that is not, that woman's not an attractive anything.
Man. Exactly. That is not an attractive man either.
Should I have said like
Raekwon? She's not even funny like Patrice.
Well, she went to like Raekwon.
She looks like Bismarcky.
Right.
You got what I need.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch.
That girl has a hairy pussy, you know.
She got hairy fucking armpits, legs, like, she got a hairy butt crack.
Oh, man.
She probably got hairy
back. I bet you.
She's got hair around her nipples.
This bitch has.
Not little hairs, like fucking deep, dark black hairs around her nipples.
Bro. I bet you this bitch.
She's vile. She's got like fucking dreadlocks in her pubic hairs. And that shit runs all the way down to her ass crack.
I bet you that this bitch has pieces of like patches of hair that she couldn't get to because she's too fucking big. Yeah. Like, so when she shaves her legs, there's like a nice smooth part, and then there's like that fucking straight up bushy part because she can't reach that area.
She ain't shaving her legs, bro. She wears pants and moo-moos.
Dude, she's no way. She probably goes down to town with like fucking tight ass clothes, thinking she looks fine as hell.
Yeah, nah. I believe
that. Oh, yeah, you know it.
You never seen a fat person that looked like they didn't know it?
Oh, yeah, they know it. It's called they flaunt it. They don't care.
It's called the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Like, oh, no.
Well, that's when the Puerto Ricans flaunt it.
Well, you didn't mention any
bunch of gigantic bitches on fucking, and tube tops on fucking ninjas. Yes.
That's just Brentwood. Oh, man. All right.
That does sound like Brentwood, though.
It is, yeah. All right, so this is a quick one. I'm just going to mention electric jerky blaster.
What is that? Can you explain what an
electric jerky? It looks like a fucking hot glue gun.
But with jerky?
For making your own jerky, but apparently it's faulty.
Yeah. It
burns the shit out of you.
Oh, damn it. We have such high hopes.
People are just like, electric jerky blaster? They're going right from blaster to mouth.
They're just trying to snap into it, and they're getting fucked
up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all. That's really it. Too bad. They gotta work on it.
Too bad.
Too bad.
How are they getting burned? By the handle?
It's too hot. The battery's overheating or some shit, making it too hot.
Someone,
jerky problem.
Yeah, man.
Someone at NASA put down the Mars robot and just fucking get on this jerky blaster.
I thought the jerky blaster would be the thing to take you out.
All
right. We should put like a whole bunch of like chopped meat in there. Yeah. I don't know. It sounds fucking kind of gross.
Well, I can only imagine like when people actually got burned. You know, like it's like where exactly did they get burned on their body? And I was like, yeah. Oh, the inside of your mouth got burned. Interesting.
Yo,
it's like your butthole is completely scorched, huh? What were you doing with this thing? Yeah.
We're a step closer to Brian's hot pizza launcher.
I just need the hot pizza blaster first, which is like a super soaker full of piping hot pizza.
I think you stole his all from the Ninja Turtles, I'm pretty sure.
I stole the idea of the pizza shooter because I had a pizza shooter when I was a kid, and now when, as an adult, me and Lou were like, that would fucking fuck people up, right? Piping hot pizzas.
And then we were like, well, are they hot or are they cold? Or they just fucking break your neck.
You think nobody would ever go to war with us again if we were shooting pizzas at them?
No, I think that even the nastier weapon could be the piping hot pizza super soaker. just like shooting piping hot shooting sauce and cheese at you. Just like, at you?
Dude, that's like fucking napalm.
If you survive, you end up looking like Toxic Avenger.
Oh, you survive. That's the thing. It's so not right. deadly. It's just like very, very painful. You're like, oh! I'm gonna live, but I'm gonna be fucking, I'm never going to war with you again.
All the Foot Clan are like are rubbing the insides of the mouths, trying to get that dead skin off. Like,
yeah, but that's on the outside of you. That's on like your face and arms.
What if they had like a little box that like they would send to the foot? They'd open it up and it just hot piping hot pizza blew up at them. They're just like,
That's why they wear those pipe masks. Bombs? Yes.
Wait, are you talking about piping hot pizza pipe bombs?
Piping hot pizza pipe bombs.
Wow.
The Irish turtles. They have that.
The Irish turtles.
If you don't name the episode, piping hot pizza. What was it?
Piping hot pizza pipe bombs.
There you go.
Piping hot pizza pipe bombs.
What do you call those fucking things where you step in front of it and it blows up?
IED?
No. He's talking about like a fucking
tripwire?
Proximity mine?
Like a claymore.
Claymore.
Claymores.
Pizza claymore.
Ooh.
It's like your whole leg is
scorched. Pizza everywhere.
Front end towards enemy.
That shoots up right into your gooch. It's like, oh, it's like, pizza!
With just like chunks of crust coming out of that shit.
The Ninja Turtles would just be a menace to people. Like, there's dry pizza everywhere.
It smells delicious.
Stop selling these mutant turtles cheese, sauce, and bread. Okay. Dough, whatever.
Everything smells like garlic now. Thank you.
The seagulls would be uncontrollable.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Yeah. The gulls everywhere.
The birds, all the filthy, filthy birds that would come.
You know which and bird shit would be all over this?
It'd be terrible.
Do you know what would come? Fucking, what's that? Hitchcock's birds, bro.
Yeah.
That day would come. The turtles, we would cut off their pizza supply and the birds would go crazy.
Eventually the city would have to stand up against the turtles. They'd be like, look, you did save us versus the foot, but what were the foot really doing? Like,
you know what they weren't doing is spreading all this pizza all over.
We got birds and pizza now because you fucking five idiots.
I'm sure there's going to be rats, too. I'm sure there's going to be rats.
What was this, your fucking Dos Santos idea?
Oh, man.
I like pizza. Right. Snake rubbins out of it.
Moving on. We're going to Ohio, where they have a decent idea to punish people who have DUIs and things like that by making them put a special license plate on their car. The funny thing is, that shit looks exactly like the New York plate. Ugly yellow thing.
So, it's like supposed to be disrespectful?
Yeah, but it's what we all got now.
I don't go to Ohio, man. I just get DWIs all day. So, change my color, my life display, whatever.
I just don't get this right. So their idea to punish people who use their car is like
they would
give you a scarlet letter that puts you right back into the same vehicle or, you know, lethal weapon that some might call it. Nobody takes away the license.
I kind of want them to adopt the karate black belt system, where like the first time you get like the white, and then the second time you get the yellow, the blue, and eventually you get a double black belt with your ID.
Sounds like a reward.
This guy lives on the edge.
I can't even see his numbers on his plate.
This guy is all black. This guy is a true drunk. Yo, his license plate is just black.
Honey, go into the other lane. This guy's got a black plate.
The stories that I've heard about Ohio, like drunk driving, was the least of their concerns. Yeah.
They're straight up kidnapping people for years over there.
But what about drunk hunting? Like
drunk hunting?
Yeah, people walking around with shotguns trying to kill rabbits.
That's just wasted.
Blackout drunk. Driving around shooting at stop signs with cops in the car. Like, Ohio's a fucked up place, man. In the middle of the United States, you motherfuckers are crazy.
It's fucking murdering country out there. They'll never find you.
You know what's good is that nobody murders anybody in New York.
I'm the right color, Lou. They don't,
it gets away with
they don't
it.
Murder, yeah. They don't murder white guys out there.
Too many intelligent people, and like we have like technology and.
If everything just wasn't tape recorded, like video recorded, audio recorded, and everything like that, so much more would be gotten away with.
We're saying that now, but like for real, they're fucking the police success rates on murder is probably 15%. It's probably really bad.
Yeah, but I mean, do they like publicize how many times they're not catching the criminals?
No, they
we're
don't.
Only hearing about when they do.
I know, because it's a big deal. It's like we got somebody, guys.
I know that's the point. Is that I think majority are not solved. I mean, in certain places.
I would say most crimes go on. So.
Yeah, I think definitely the majority do. I mean, especially once you get onto these places where, you know, backcountry places.
Most of my crimes go on. So.
Exactly. I mean, Herman's been walking around, and he's been the Gilgo Beach killer for how many years now?
Whoa. Right? I solved that crime.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We solved it years ago. We're still walking around. Ken solved this years ago.
I was the one out there fucking hunting him down. I caught him on the network. And I'm like,
I mean, he only uses his car. He's got 60,000 miles, only to and from Gilgo Beach.
Yeah, I mean, he's got sand all over the place.
Yeah.
The tarps, that would really...
You got plenty of free time.
Yeah, the duct tape, the tarps. He fucking asked me how to make a silencer. Like,
yeah. We solved it.
I solved
Ken
it.
Solved it. Excuse Thank me. You. Ken solved it.
The Pope.
All right, McGruff, calm down.
Take a bite out of crime. Arr,
arr. All right. Well, are you guys on another
box,
one?
Sixth box, 3-2.
All right, here we go. Teenagers decide to test out bulletproof vest.
Yes.
Oh, heard yes. That one
Get
too.
Shot in the head.
Were they Love homemade it. Bulletproof vests?
Love it.
No, it was a real bulletproof vest. But
where did the teenagers get that? What state is this in, Lou?
This Florida. This was like Kansas or something.
I was going to say, this sounds like a Florida kind of story.
I want
to say it was Kansas.
I don't even see a location in here.
I think, long story short, one person's arrested for murder and one person's dead, right?
So, yeah. So the moral of the story is that the vest didn't work.
No, the moral
they missed
is
the vest. Oh, they missed the
get
vest.
Someone who can aim.
Oh, man. Didn't Where think about that one.
In the gut or in
no,
the face?
No, apparently she just shot him in the chest, but in an area that the chest...
He let a woman
cover.
Shoot?
Yes.
He let...
Yeah, because yeah. She was scared to get
yeah.
hit by it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want this thing to backfire, so I'll just shoot you in the face.
Yeah.
I know that in
that's
a...
the dumbest thing in the world.
I've heard of a woman...
Don't worry, it's going to stop me. It's going to stop it.
I've heard of a woman, she shot a gun and her fucking, her boyfriend was standing behind her. She shot it, it cocked back, like, because there's too much force.
Broke her nose.
No. And then it turned right in front of him and she shot it again and blew his head off.
Damn.
So it was like a boom, boom, like.
Oh my God.
You really got
Wow.
Hit. Is there any safe place then?
Yeah,
if that can happen.
One bullet.
Leave the woman at home with firearms.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna let him shoot. You shoot one bullet at a time. So you're like,
yeah, that's true.
Dude,
that
the internet
much.
Is flooded with women shooting themselves in the face, like with the kickback. Mm. Look, Barbie, just fucking like we don't really need you shooting weapons at
them. They're knocking their teeth out and shit like that.
Like, well, I could get down with them knocking their teeth out. It's a better blowjob, you know.
Get a riot shield. Yeah.
It's a better blowjob.
Yeah. Plus, they'll eat less.
Oh, damn.
Like, I don't know if that logic works.
They love milkshakes after this.
Oh, God.
Hey, so, would you just shoot him once or shoot him multiple times? Because after the first shot, the bulletproof vest is no longer...
No, she shot him the one time because he just missed.
Shot him in the face?
No, she shot him...
Did he die?
No, he shot through the heart.
Oh, damn. Just didn't work.
I don't know how the bulletproof vest works, but what you're talking about is the clay that they have, like, the clay packets. The army has them. And when they get hit with a bullet, that can stop an AK round. Like,
oh,
when that gets
evil.
Hit with a bullet, that's one, because that fucking all shatters.
Right.
And they have four of them.
Right. The vest will absorb multiple hits.
But it won't. There's no vest in the world that can stop an AK.
Oh yeah, yeah,
an
no,
AK
no.
Bullet that's tearing through you.
Yeah.
I did but not this know. This bitch, she had like a .22 or something stupid.
A .22.
Yeah, the vest will stop
it's
that.
Small caliber, but she just plain missed.
She shot him above the vest?
Yeah, above the vest.
Oh.
That's like shooting a fucking gun in a video game.
Did he die?
Kick
yeah.
back in that.
Homeboy died.
From a .22?
Yeah.
He's a pussy then.
So.
Yeah, the
you
bulletproof
know, you
vest
know, that's
has.
That's called natural selection. Next story, Luke.
His last words were, I hate you.
Yeah. You have no accuracy. Yeah, I mean, the bulletproof vest seems foolproof, except it's got one design flaw.
What's that?
If you don't get shot in the vest, you're fucked.
Well, yeah, obviously. That
it's not a flaw.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's right there in the name.
Yeah,
vest.
Vest. Especially if you're going to test out the vest, you got to shoot the vest. That wasn't even a test.
Like, who the fuck wants to get shot?
Yeah,
this guy. He wanted to get it. He wanted to test out this vest.
He requested it.
Oh, shoot me in my chest. Yeah! Ooh,
now,
my neck.
Did we find out that the vest was actually like a London fog jacket or something like that?
If she would have known. Any
it was
kind
goose
of,
down.
Like, fucking, like field medic. You know, medical service, she could have stopped the bleeding and probably saved his life. But she probably just stood there and watched him bleed out.
She double tapped him.
They tried.
She's like, call the police. And she's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, she probably shot again. She was like, I'm sorry, I missed the first time around. I'm going to get on the second one. No worries.
She double taps.
Call the police. I'm going to call Lori. Look, Lori will know what to do.
Oh, I got
to
make that a sound clip, though. Ren and Stimpy, call the police.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Alright, so this is a bizarre title. I have to read it. Teams armed reattached after pasta machine accident.
You get that Ooh. Thing going at a good rate.
Dos Santos strikes again.
You know, Stregonona had this shooter. Kind of situation as well.
I don't know much about pasta machines, but how the fuck did they take off arms?
He was getting that bitch going. You get that thing cranking, all
yeah.
of a sudden,
whoop! He was making a nice al dente fettuccine.
Then you just have to form ground beef into your arm again.
I think this guy was misusing the machine, to be honest, because I can't think of a single way that somebody loses both of his arms from a pasta maker.
Oh no, just the one arm.
Oh, just one? No, but still can't think of a way.
He saved it by making tourniquet like right away and saving the arm, like grabbing the arm on his way to the hospital.
Quick, take my strong hand.
He's a Celtics fan. He's a fucking herb. Right.
Well, this guy may not have a future in making pasta, but he certainly may have a MD in his future, some kind of like EMT service, assuming that the arm is fully functional. Well, he clearly is not very good in the kitchen, but as far as saving his life, he has a lot better.
He stitched himself up with nothing but
saved his life.
Angel hair pasta.
He was stuffing himself ill with pasta. He used an uncooked strand that he was cut beforehand. Tourniquet arm with that actual pasta.
You give him a tip of the cap for that, but fucking, you got your arm ripped off by the pasta.
How are you so stupid that you managed to get your arm cut off, but so smart that you're able to save your life?
What is he, a fucking character from The Walking Dead? What the fuck is this spongy ass body? Like, how do you think that ripped my hair out, to be honest with you?
He's like, child with leprosy.
I was thinking all the different problems you could think.
Fucking leper.
Then he would be a genius. If he was a leper, he had his arm ripped off.
I kind of want to think that it had nothing to do with the pasta maker. It just like one of these random acts of nature, his arm fell off. He was like, oh, no.
It's up there with spontaneous combustion. Things I would love to see.
I don't. A spontaneous combustion, like, is not that funny to me. But well, just like, if you're just sitting there and you're like your arm falls off, you're like, oh my god!
I'd probably react very similar if all of a sudden I spontaneously combusted or if one of my arms fell off.
No, if I spontaneously combusted, I'd be stone faced.
If I lost an arm, I'd be
just light a cigarette. I'm
smoking myself real quick. Hold on a second.
But if my arm fell off.
If you don't yell "flame on," it's a waste of
time. Yeah, flame on. Have like fucking smoke coming out of your hands.
I still don't, like, there have been reported cases, but I still think that these are people just murdering people that, like,
somebody doused himself in gasoline.
Doesn't seem possible.
My clothes really smell like turpentine today.
What are you, sleeping in kerosene, motherfucker? Just lighting up.
Better go have my morning cigarette.
Like a guy falls asleep with a cigarette in his mouth and they're like, oh, he must have spontaneously combusted.
Walk into a room that the gas is leaking. You're just walking in alone, sets the house on fire.
Alright, next one.
Alright, last thing I got is lightning strike. It's an entire family.
Oh my god.
Just take all those stickers off the back of your car.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, like,
put an AC/DC logo there.
Were they all holding
I was gonna say, like, they must have been fucking singing Kumbaya in the backyard.
God's like, enough.
They're all collectively as a family having one hand on this metal pole in the backyard during the middle of a lightning storm. They all die, and then they say, damn Mother Nature.
Yeah, some idiot like man of science was like, if you hold, God's in control of the weather. If you hold that pole, you will die. No way, God's got us.
I saw it yesterday on Bill Nye the Science Guy. He worked out okay for him.
So did they all die, or are they all...
No, they all lived, but I don't know. Apparently they were just bringing their furniture back inside when it started to rain.
Maybe
that's
they.
Zapped.
I think they need to do fewer things as a family going forward.
Yeah, seriously.
There's too much time together. I mean,
stop
you guys.
Sending the kids out by themselves.
Read the signs.
No, this is how superpowers are granted.
Yes.
In comic books.
No, now all these people share like a mind meld.
Now
they're gonna spend a lot of time.
Now they really probably just can't taste things properly.
They always smell toast.
They got a new tumor or something.
It's like, yo, is something burning in here?
They're all extremely magnetic right now.
They all got the rogue little white streak of white. What happened to you guys? Got zapped by lightning?
No eyebrows.
Electrocuted. All good. Survived.
Turned Muslim.
They can't use smartphones. It's all static.
Yeah. I got to remove the phone from my head real quick. Hold on a second.
You know what would be a great side effect? Like, if dogs hated you, right? Because, like, I don't know, you're just unnatural.
A good side effect.
Like, yeah, that's cool.
That's called being a minority.
Yeah, I've had some very racist dogs in my past.
Me too. I mean, every dog.
Really. Love me, hated minorities.
Is that it for the news?
Yeah.
I think we have some audio from the event.
Oh, man.
Hang on, let me cue it up.
Get it going here, bud.
Here's what they said when they got hit by lightning.
And the masters of the universe!
The family dog quickly transformed.
Defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend.
fabulous secret powers were revealed dope. To me the day I held aloft my
everything about He-Man was kind of lame.
By the power of
I didn't like
it. He's getting hit.
Boom!
And then Grandma dies. Yo.
He's super. Guy, I'm going out in the next lightning storm with a sword for dying.
He-Man was dope, yo.
Yeah, He-Man is dope.
You couldn't stand those figures up to save your life, man.
If you watch it again, though, it's just him straight punching niggas left and right.
What else is He-Man going to do?
He's got a powerful left, bro.
I mean, yeah, he giving people, like, the hook.
He just comes in the room throwing haymakers.
Ba-blow,
all right, so we doing stupid people?
Let's do some stupid people.
Yeah. Stupid people.
All right, first one I brought is from Spain, because I know we appreciate our stories from Spain, and this is one to also piss off Brian. A couple in a bank just started going to town on each other in the foyer of the bank, stripped naked of everything except for their socks right there next to the ATM, and just started banging as a crowd formed.
Guy was like, I'm here to make a deposit.
Yes.
that sounds like a fake Reddit story.
There's photos. I have a photo here.
Yeah, the guy got lying. His ass out.
Just socks. Clothes strewn about. So crowd gathers, starts taking pictures and hooting and hollering. Didn't stop them. Finally, the cops show up. And since, Brian, with your fat people's thing, what was their punishment?
Oh, it was $30,000.
$30,000 for fucking in a park.
How much did the good-looking people get?
I want Brian to guess. This is an ongoing thing.
Well, I'd be less because I'd be pissed, so...
Did they actually pay them?
They put this song on, probably, so they probably made $8,000.
No, they let him walk.
Yes.
The cop said, I suppose they got carried away in the heat of the moment.
Yep, there you go.
It happens.
Gotta love Europe.
Where was this?
Spain.
I need to go there.
Yeah.
It sounds like they got some understanding police. Like, things happen.
Apparently, when the cops show up, they walked in and said, get up and get dressed. This is not the proper time or place to be getting up to this. And the couple was like, okie dokie. And they just went on their merry way. But there's now photos all over.
Their way was merry.
You know, I don't even know if we can qualify these people as stupid people.
No, they seem smart.
I think they just needed to, get it in, get it done.
They got it in.
And I bet you he made his deposit anyway. Whether it was financial or just, for fun.
Oh, yeah. He made a deposit of...
He was multi-deposits.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to stop playing this song now because these pretty people are probably broke. They're going to want their royalty.
They really are. They're having that shit.
They're not gonna send you a letter. They're gonna show up at your door like, you.
I want your money that you owe me, and I want it now.
And he's like, "All right, I did play your song." And they're like, "You owe us money." Like, "I got no cash on me, boys." They're like, "We'll take dinner."
You guys have to pay Boys to Men.
Do I smell meatloaf?
Boys to Men.
Is that guy, making a salad over there? You got a salad over there? Shit. You put almonds in that?
They're like the only R&B singers that just disappear. Like, these guys make records forever. Like, what was that guy's name? Like, Key Sweat? That guy's still making money. Like, Boys to Men can't get a break? Were legitimately good. These weren't good looking.
They didn't, It's not like they fell off, like they stopped getting popular. They just stopped altogether.
They're on Tosh.0. They're on like any work ever.
Yeah. Doing like the stupid Chocolate Rain song remix.
Yeah. Dude, they'll sing your wedding, man, for like $85. Like,
plus a meal.
Yeah. Oh, you got to feed boys.
You got to feed them.
Yeah, Old Town Philly don't come out without you feeding them.
And if you don't want them in sweatpants, you got to buy them a suit, too.
I know you can get like shitty wrestlers to come help you out for events. Like Barry Horowitz, you can get for
Barry Horowitz
for pennies on the dollar.
I want him to do my taxes, not come to my wedding.
Yeah, right. Fucking Barry Horowitz.
I think
Horowitz.
You can get the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want the Brooklyn Brawler to be anywhere around me.
I'd rather have Boys to Men. I'll just feed him. Here's some biscuits and gravy, boys. Let's sing.
So, if you want, we'll sing on your podcast for lunch. You buy us two sandwiches, we'll split it.
Yo, get this going, because I want backing vocals for It's Gonna Be Terrible, the single.
You want the R&B cut?
Right.
It's gonna be terrible.
Right. Might just have you do it.
All right, next one here. We got a Rochester man. Ooh. Rochester, where's the hell?
New York.
Upstate New York.
Minnesota.
Nope, guess not. Well, I mean, there is a Rochester, New York.
Yeah, figure there's a couple of Rochesters floating around.
I thought it was the only one. That's a weird name.
This is just the story of an asshole, a crazy person. This guy, Abdusalem Omar Hussein, a 33-year-old man, walked up to a group of people.
Sounds American.
Yep. Yeah. Good Irish boy.
Yeah.
Walked up to a group of people and asked around for a cigarette, which he got. But then nobody had a lighter. So he went back to his car and told everyone he was going to go get his gun. He came back with a block of wood shaped like a gun and started threatening people. They instantly called 911 and he threw the thing, through the gun, into the back of the car and drove away. They found him pretty instantly and asked him, why would you have that? Why would you even have a gun shaped stick? And he said, I like the outdoors.
Mm.
Does any of that story make any sense?
Yeah, of course. The guy's nuts.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
You know
that.
What, though? Somebody's an asshole. You have a pack of cigarettes, you ain't got a fucking lighter. Yeah, you're a liar.
Exactly. So he was instigated and pushed, but he's still nuts.
You know what? I would have got my stick gun, too, bro.
That's like a scene right out of...
My stick gun would have shot stick gun bullets.
That's like a scene right out of White Man Can't Jump. Figure out what's going on right now. I'm going to go to my car.
I'm going to give you my other
gun. Yeah.
It would look slightly more like a real gun, less like a stick.
Yo, I mean, just give the man a lighter.
Yeah, seriously.
A match. I'll shoot. Give him two sticks. Give him two sticks and we'll figure a way.
Like, I needed a second stick.
See, now where's this guy right now with all of his working man's tools?
There you go.
See, he clearly was not prepared.
If you had a morning star, you would have
got that. Yeah, if only he had his coffin.
You came out swinging a morning star like, yeah, you got a light now? Oh, shit. Yeah, here you go.
Here you go.
If he had a broken dart, those motherfuckers would have caught him.
Don't make me have to come back.
I'll throw both ends at you.
Wearing his black hoodie.
We already found a use for that guy.
All right, next.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to England, where a man tried to rob a bank 30 minutes after he gave the cashier his full name and address.
Oh, that's a good move.
Responsible.
Dean Richard Smith, 27 years old, walked into the bank to change his address, did this whole thing, you know, gave name and information, saw them loading up money, and then left the bank, put some socks over his shoes, grabbed a bread knife, and tried to rob the bank.
Yo, somebody puts a bread knife at me,
then
I give them whatever they want, yeah.
Wait a minute. Socks over his shoes? Yeah. Why not over his hands?
I have no idea.
He's got... That guy's all fucked up.
Yeah, he wore a jacket with a hood up, socks over his shoes, and sunglasses. Ran up to the glass partition with a bread knife and demanded money.
Give me your tippy toes!
So... The old guy next to him in his 70s offered him £20 of his own money just to get him out of there.
He's like, I didn't put no fucking socks over my shoes for fucking £20, mate.
I am socks over your shoes, robber.
All right, this guy truly qualifies as a stupid criminal.
He was watching like the British version of CSI, and then they footprinted like the soles of the shoes that got the guy. He's like not me, wearing socks over my shoes.
I also like that it's England, and they made sure to mention that he wasn't shouting. He was rushed, but he was a little agitated. A little desperate. Terribly sorry, please. I have these socks on my shoes and bread knife. Can you?
Do you have a belt on his head, like Quill Man?
I'm gonna stab ya. What
I'm gonna do. If you're in there watching this, you're like, who is that nervous guy with the weird looking ballpoint pen in his socks? He looks like he's got some weird ankle problems. Is that gout, sir? You should see a doctor.
I thought it'd be funnier if he slipped running out of the place because he was wearing socks like an asshole.
Or if he stepped into like a puddle and he was like, "Oh man! What ass socks?"
Anyway, let's see what happened to him. Well, because he ran into a glass partition with a knife, he couldn't properly stab at the teller, so she just hit the alarm and he ran out.
Bank tellers are pretty safe in Britain where, like, they have no guns. Like,
yeah.
Like,
the teller really should have just called for the fucking next customer.
Yeah.
The guy fucking whips out a claymore like, yeah, all right, give me your fucking money.
We're all
loaded with pizza.
And you'd have to, you'd really have to give him money because the pizza could go through like little cracks in the speaker.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
I'm talking piping hot pizza bombs.
Not Ami.
How much? 80 bucks.
We have a right. Weird ass war. Yeah, we're not in the middle of it.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, thanks, man. Alright.
Look at my wallet. Yo, Justin. Justin, take my wallet.
The fuck?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Upstairs, in my room.
Alright. Sorry about that. Anyway, bank robbers and. Pizza weapons again.
I think we almost just got robbed.
Yeah, I think there's a robber currently. Yeah.
Was he wearing fucking socks on his shoes?
I think I saw a butter knife.
Alright, next.
Let's go to McDonald's. This woman was almost smart, but she only thought of half the plan. Her name was Jade Alexandria Mills. She's 21. She worked at a McDonald's. What her little plan was to walk into other McDonald's, get behind the counter wearing her uniform, and steal money from the registers. That's which was going swimmingly. She made it out with like $386.
Yeah.
Until the manager just went, "Who are you?" And then she was caught.
Mm. That's one of those ones you gotta get in and out.
That's where you throw the oil from the fryer later on the guy and run.
Apparently what happened was she got caught up actually helping customers.
It's like, yo, get the goddamn Big Macs!
She claimed that she had transferred in from another store, and when he went to confirm that, she bolted.
Good.
But she's on tape. Her face isn't covered. She's wearing a name tag.
Was it her name?
She's wearing her own name tag?
Oh, come on.
That's fucking
if you're gonna make up a fake name tag, why can't you use your real name? Fake name tag. It's in the name.
And I thought that...
No, it's not a fake name tag. That's her real name tag.
I know. It's her... But it's a persona. It's a character she's created, is it not?
She's her playing uniform. Herself.
I would put China on my name tag. I would put China on my name tag because I'm trying to steal your money.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Man.
Bing pow!
I had higher hopes for this criminal.
Bing pow.
Did you?
I thought it was a good idea. Dress up like a McDonald's worker, go in, go right behind the cash register, take the money out, take one order, take the money out.
You're going to get like all 186 bucks out of the McDonald's register.
Yeah. Sounds like, paying credit now, listen,
you got to understand, when you robbing a McDonald's, you're not exactly walking out of there with millions of dollars.
Just grab some nuggets on your way out.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Take a fry and a nugget to go.
Why don't you just slip into the back of a school and rob the cafeteria?
There's no money in there. Dude, that's
even,
quarters.
An even better idea would just get like one of those
dollar bills and stuff.
Too. I've always wanted to have just an endless supply of those little chocolate milk containers.
You get those. I love that. You get those with probably like 80 bucks, 90 bucks a day.
Dude, you should get one of those TGI Fridays outfits, man. Just walk in there, be like, yeah, table 12 needs some Jack Daniel's chicken and a pretzel. Mm-hmm. Just walk right out.
Yo, two pretzels. Let's get the priority straight on that one. Some of that, yeah. Oh, dude. Fridays would be perfect.
Come back in there like, oh, they need some Guinnesses now, too. What?
Dollar bill, y'all. Capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
Nice. I like it.
And then a happy accident, this is the last story, is in fact pizza related.
Yeah!
Oh!
All right, this woman, Gastonia, is where it
awful
happened.
Fucking name.
That no, Gastonia, a, North Carolina. Oh.
Gastonia, change your name.
I was going to say, what is this silly
bitch? That name is total horseshit.
This woman's name is Michette Hall.
Again, another shitty name, Michette.
It's spelt like Michelle, only with T's instead of L's.
Michette?
It's like they wanted to name their kid Machete.
That's
but
Machete.
Like just, yeah.
Machete.
Machete.
Is it Michette? It's... No, that's got
a... Is there Michette?
It's Michette.
Michette,
I guess it's Machete Hall. Let's call her that.
Machete Hall, bro.
And to describe this woman, comparing her to the woman who went to high school again, they could be related. This
Does she look like she's wielding a machete?
I can't, like...
You can tell me about it.
Does she look like Steve Harvey? Oh. Okay. Yeah,
she looks a little bit like Adebisi from Oz.
She looks like she belongs in Orange
He's
is
a
New
lot
Black.
More handsome.
Yeah. Adebisi, female form.
All right. Well, she called 911 on a Subway restaurant because they made her sandwich wrong.
Oh.
Because she wanted a flatiza. Oh. See these things, like the flatbread pizzas.
Yeah.
They put marinara sauce on her pizza when she specifically requested pizza sauce. So she called the cops.
Wow.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple of times.
She wrote, it's terrible.
She's lucky that they didn't just
and I got
end
my
it with the cops.
And I told them I can't eat that kind of sauce.
Well, she's on a health restriction, I'm sure, right?
Dude, I just want dough. Raw dough. Give me dough.
No, doctor said, if you touch marinara sauce, you're dead. No, pizza sauce is okay. You eat that pizza sauce like crazy, but don't you dare.
No,
no dipping shit in fucking marinara sauce.
I like some mozzarella sticks. I want marinara with that. Not pizza sauce.
You gotta understand that. You gotta understand that the food stamp that she used to pay for all of this clearly said pizza sauce only. So now she's actually got to pay real money for it because it was just marinara sauce. Government dictated, you know, taste buds right there.
What a fucking idiot.
Listen, those
what foods, state is this?
Those food stamps are specific. North Carolina.
I bet you they're very specific with their barbecue sauces. Like, they can tell you like 18 different barbecue sauces.
Like, how many people are going to have to be arrested for calling the police to a fucking fast food restaurant because they fucked up their order before they realize you can't call the police for fucking people fucking up your order?
I will say, though, if you go back and they refuse to fix it, like, what do you do at that point?
You call Subway or something, dude.
Yeah, you call the corporate. Yeah, you do something with the corporate headquarters.
You lost, you call Subway. Eat the fucking
shit. I said pizza sauce, not marinara.
Because all these places reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. So if you start causing a problem, and there's, you know, there's absolutely nothing they can
do. We've done a couple of stories like this where someone would be like, oh, you forgot my sandwich. And then they're like, no, get out of here.
Well, I mean, as long as you didn't pay for it.
Like, come on. No, but he did.
Oh, well, then they have to give
and
you money back.
Yeah, and then he didn't.
And then if they don't, yeah, that's when you call the police. In this situation...
And the guy got arrested for that.
You can't call the police. That's not a thing that you call the police for.
Well, no, you have to... I mean, I say you have to call the police, but you have to file a police report because this is going to have to go up and a police report will have to be written.
I would literally... Like, if they weren't going to give me my money back, I'd unwrap the sandwich, throw it at the guy, and then, like, eat the fucking $10 I lost, whatever.
Yeah.
And according to this, too, she called twice.
First time they hung up.
The first time she made the pizza sauce complaint. The second time she was just, a woman can be heard screaming in the background, that stuff ain't right. She was arrested and put in jail for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just three?
It's a cool down period. She was like, you got a time out, Mrs. Right.
She was given marinara sauce and the pizza. Yeah.
You're going to sit there with that marinara sauce and think about what you've
you
done.
You know what, though? Fuck that. The cops have nothing better to do. They should be taking care of the stupid woman's stupid complaint.
Well, you know, I mean, just on the other chance, they did have something else to do. They did try their best to ignore this entire complaint the first time around. But the second time, you have to come down there because a rational person speaking is one thing. But hearing somebody yelling, screaming in the background, and then you see what this woman looks like. Yeah, she looks like somebody that you might have to deal with a little bit. She's a big woman.
The cops were like, yo, these minorities are going to fucking oppress themselves. Yeah, we got to fucking be out there giving them fucking tickets and beating them up and shit. Yeah. And now we get marinara calls.
Hey, lady, why are you causing ruckus up at Subway?
You know there's mandatory minimums when it comes to marinara sauce.
Who gets a fucking flat teaser at Subway anyway?
I've never had one, yeah.
No.
I want pizza at Subway. Their sandwiches aren't even that great.
Hey, listen, that chicken combination, whatever we got last night from Domino's, excellent.
That was really good.
That was really good. And who orders chicken from Domino's?
I know. Dude, Domino's is a step to the game.
Yeah, now we do.
No way, bro. Their wings are fucking, and their buffalo cake.
Yeah, but this wasn't even, this was like some chicken nugget combination. I mean, it was awesome.
It was crazy, but I'm going to have to put a pin in all types of pizza-related conversation for today. We've talked a lot about pizza.
This has been a pizza-heavy episode.
Yes. Pizza. All right, what's next?
All right, that's it for stupid people. But I understand Lou has a hypothetical, which we haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
Whoops.
L.
Oh. You. Hypothetical Lou.
Word. All right, this is a quick one. So everybody dies, but rarely get to pick what we want when we die.
Mm-hmm.
What would your tombstone say if you got, like, one line to describe yourself?
What, does it have to describe myself or just what I want on it?
Just describe yourself in, like, one line.
Oh, do I have to describe myself or can I just have something profound?
I guess you could have something profound, but that'd be lying, right?
But I'm not trying to have, like, oh, he did, like, these feats. But, like, you could just fucking have something cool on your license plate. Like, something to do with anything.
Brian, this date.
I would have Ken Scally. The Pope, he kicked some ass, he took no names.
Pete?
I always enjoyed the old, this atheist tombstone. You ever read that?
No.
It says, here lies whoever, here lies Pete, the atheist, all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Nice.
I would, I guess, have my burial plot picked out before and know who's next to me. And I'd be like, you know, whatever, like, say, like, Joe Schmo to the left of me won't shut the fuck up down here.
Yeah, no, I never really gave it much thought. I would think just something simple, nothing funny. I mean, I would love to have something clever to say, but I don't think that would be happening.
Well, I really, really, really like Seinfeld.
Describe yourself in one sentence. What do you think?
Yo, let's get high, yo. That's what I'd say. Put that on there, yeah. Smoke, yo, you know what would be actually
I will
good?
Never catch a fly ball again.
Smoke weed right here. Right. That's the way I'd be honored in death. Right there. It's people just getting high for life, you know, for lifetimes afterwards.
Yours would be
right
like
around
Jim
me.
Morrison's tomb.
What about, yeah, like, that'd be pretty cool.
In the case of zombie apocalypse, kill me again.
You know what I think? I think instead of having a classic tombstone, I'd like to have, you know, like a fucking like Lazy Boy recliner.
Oh, you know what,
like
actually?
A, you know, like how, like what would, like how'd you live your
bury
life?
Bury you on top of
no, how no, 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 instead of it being a tombstone on top, just being like you know,
a stone recliner?
Yeah, like a, you know, like something.
How about a throne pooper? So throne everyone pooper. Comes in and drops poop on your casket.
That doesn't sound like there's a lot of honor in it for me.
Yeah, but there's like.
But it is a good idea, though. If somebody took a lot of shit in real life, they should have a toilet bowl
well, first
honoring
off,
them in
eternity. To have that,
I think everyone took a lot of shit in real life.
They'd have to put a hole in the ground.
Well, that's mean
you'd actually, be getting shit on.
It's more of symbolic. This is more of a symbolic kind of statue yeah, to remember yourself.
You want a toilet on your grave?
No, I'm not saying that.
He does.
I want a recliner.
He does. The shit.
And then eventually,
I want a recliner.
Hold on. Eventually, once it fills up, like, and people stop shitting, beautiful flowers are gonna grow out of the fucking toilet.
Sort of like a
Feinberg. He took a lot of shit in his life.
I'm like, oh man, this guy has a toilet seat with beautiful flowers growing out of it.
Right. Yeah, no, this is really not trying to remember somebody in a good way. I would say this is more of like, you know, an enemy kind of thing.
Actually, you know what? I changed it. It'd be Looper was a terrible movie. it's terrible.
I'll try and set you up with a flat screen that just always plays White Chicks.
Yes.
White Chicks for eternity.
Or just like all the Marlon Wayans movies or all the Wayans movies. That'd be great.
Well, like they should have stopped at Die Hard 3.
Ooh. Realistically, they should have put Bruce Willis down. Like, after Die Hard 3, he's done nothing good.
His age shows so badly in that movie.
Armageddon was the last good movie he did. Like after that, I mean, it's been a lot of horse shit that has been... With him in it, he's actually been really bad. Like the new G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before.
You know what's good though? Fucking Retired, Extremely Dangerous.
Red.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
Really, that was entertaining. Morgan Freeman was in it.
Every old motherfucker was in
some
it.
You say he was playing an old dude who passed his prime. Like,
yeah,
not too hard for.
Right, his wheelhouse, yeah. Right there.
Yeah, no. So
all he had to do
like
was show up.
Old dude who passed their prime parts for him, like, you wouldn't have to.
How many years do we have to look at this guy play a cop? Like, this guy's fucking 60 years old.
Saying,
like, retired.
You don't see Morgan Freeman fucking doing action movies.
Oblivion.
Yeah, but if you look at his movies, all his movies are like old cop forced to retire because he's old, yeah. Solves crime because he's still a crime
solver. He's just thinking. He's
like,
not doing anything.
If I'm a criminal and Bruce Willis is following me around, I'm like turning around, like pushing him on the ground, like, listen, old man, I'll tell you what. You stop following me. I see you all the time. You're not sneaky. You fucking...
I really think that every role Bruce Willis gets should be given to Seagal. Because Seagal is fat as fuck and great. Like,
he's pretty fat.
Dude, he's ridiculous. He still has that same stupid haircut from 1991. And like, he's fat
as hell.
He dresses
like a Chinaman.
You know what though, Seagal
knocks you out. A very tall Chinaman.
That's the difference though. Seagal will knock you out right now.
No, he won't.
No,
not now. Now
his kung fu is... It's basically all blocks.
It's Aikido. You have to attack him. Like, if you had a gun, you'd fucking destroy that guy. Like,
I'm pretty sure Steven Seagal throws some mean kicks.
He's not throwing
never.
A kick.
Never.
Not above my waist, he's not. Like,
he'll give you the mean kick in the shin.
All he used to do is just rotate his hands. Like,
yeah, you just come
like a little dog swimming through the pool, essentially.
Yeah. Bro.
Like somebody doing the doggy paddle. Eventually, like,
every
the guy
time
will flip somehow.
Every time he attacks somebody,
all
he just...
he's doing is the same move over and over again.
Like, all he really has to do is just start wrapping his hands up in your arm before he punches you in the mouth.
Every time you could just say, like, he's thinking in his head when he's attacking the guy that was, he says, patty cake bakers, man! Like,
all the crime ball tends to do, like, listen, this guy's coming, Don't let him get near you. Just shoot the motherfucker.
I bet you, Steven Seagal would beat the both of you guys up at the same time.
Stay away from arm's length.
Absolutely.
I would crack that dude right in the face.
You would throw one punch. Steven Seagal would absolutely break your jaw, and then Lou would give up.
Nah,
Lou would be like, even, Mr. Seagal, before you hit me, I give up. I want you to know that. So you did to this guy.
No way.
You're going to tell me after he breaks Cat's jaw in two, you're going to turn around and try to fight Steven Seagal?
Bro, he's fighting with boxing gloves on at this point. He's so chubby.
we're talking a real manly
I'm
fight.
I'm talking about his fucking
you and Lou
pudgy
versus
fist.
Steven Seagal.
He's got them sausage kind of fingers going now.
You and Lou, Steven Seagal on the street.
Would beat the shit out of Steven Seagal.
Like, no I'd whang him over the head with a fucking manhole cover.
No.
Throw hot pizza in his face.
He's got a pizza thrower.
I'm telling you, he would put you down with one punch and you would run away as fast as you could.
Have you seen that
but
guy?
But he would catch you because
he looks like a fucking blood sausage. Maybe the old Steven Seagal. But nowadays.
Crazy. He would beat you both.
Nowadays.
This guy eats like Relief Aid rice by the bag of
He does. He would eat a Butterfinger while beating you up, bro.
I guarantee he'd be eating the Butterfinger while
right. That's his weapons, his hands.
I'm telling you, sticking with it. He would knock cats out and Lou would run
Dude,
away.
Steven Seagal looks sticky.
Yeah.
He's
looks sticky.
It's from all the candy bars.
He looks like he had like a Jolly Ranchers melted in his pockets or something like that.
I'm sure he does.
Anyway, so let's move on then. Do you want to tell the story, Feinberg, real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to finally come full circle here, and Feinberg's going to tell everybody about the first time he lost his oral virginity over here.
Well, I mean, honestly, I didn't really do much for it. I just stopped thinking about it and just went for it.
So the girl accepted your
she had
oral
no idea.
Sex?
I mean, I didn't rape her.
She had no idea. She was
you didn't come at her with the... how we got this fucking... quid pro quo. I'm going to learn how to eat vagina, and you're going to have your vagina licked all day long.
Well, no, I mean, I put down my notebook, and, you know, I had enough studying time, and, you know, just went right for it. And it was, you know, not as bad as I was expecting, not as, you know, wonderful as I was, you know, not hoping, but, you know, that would have been nice. But you know what? It's done, and it's over with, and that's the whole point.
Never again.
No. I'm not giving it the Holocaust treatment just yet.
Fiverr came in with that crow tongue, like the real stiff, jagged, like...
he had the Larry David puke in his throat for the next day.
Eyes closed, just like, don't tell me when I'm getting close. Licking all the wrong spots.
He held his nose like he was diving into a pool, like...
I was looking for my goggles the entire time.
She tried to tell him that he was licking her leg, but he was throwing up in the corner.
He's sitting there licking her thigh like, oh yeah,
throwing up in a bucket. She's like, that's my alright, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh wow, that's great.
He's just putting his nose in there like,
oh yeah. You know, when your eyes are closed and you're just going down, you have no idea. So you're like, there you go.
Now your first taste of pussy. What was a landing strip going on? Was it a total mess? Was it nice and kept? Or
it was
like,
trimmed.
Lead
it was trimmed.
Lead
yeah.
us up to
yeah.
this though. You don't just tell us like, oh yeah, I gave this girl oral sex.
I just
like,
provided more details than I think I provided in most of my situations.
Well,
but,
I mean,
well, for the most part,
I'm not asking if
I was hammered. No,
what
I was hammered
like.
The night before, and I had to go to work the next morning. So I got back from work, and I was a little bit more energized, a little bit more focused. I guess is the right way to look at it. And, no lead up, no build up.
Right down on her? Like an animal?
I think I threw her on the bed first. Yeah. Because some
guys. That's sexy. That's right. Sexy.
Did you
right.
give her the
yeah.
whole
oh, yeah.
body slam? Boom.
No. She made a point of actually telling me not to lift her up at any point. I mean, listen, you don't want me to lift you up? I'm not going to lift you up. It's not a deal breaker. So it was just a little polite toss. And, just got down to business, man. That's it. I don't know what else to tell you. I just I had a plan, was the plan. I got back from work and just go right at it.
Not, you didn't have any previous techniques, so how'd you go in there? Like, what was the technique going on?
Ripped everything off and started, kissing from like the belly button down.
No, I meant the actual like.
That's it.
You going like the woodpecker style?
Yeah.
Like, getting your beak in there.
I did a little, a little up and down, left and right. You know, did the cross.
He did the contra.
Down, left, left.
ABBABBA.
And then you heard a bing, and he knew he had 20 lives.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad. It got a little wet. So
would you say it's on the menu for future occasions?
Absolutely.
Are you ever going to work up to the butthole?
No. Oh, no, that just sounds not hygienic.
Well, that can't be an off-menu item or something like that?
It's not hygienic.
None of this really sounds hygienic, but that is extremely not hygienic.
What are you talking about?
I don't think... listen, if the girl wants to, suck my dick after I fuck her in the ass, that's her business. I'm not going to say no. But I am certainly not going anywhere near her asshole with my mouth. Sorry. I'm not going to tell you to say no.
So you'd plug a girl in the butt, but you wouldn't do the... If she wanted it done, you would be like...
No, it was potential,
What if she was like, while you were eating her out, like, stick a finger in my ass?
I'd probably avoid it.
Ew, no!
Oh, yeah, no.
This is the first time I've ever done this.
No, I'm never going to do it.
No, there will never be.
Both fingers up the butt, huh?
Oh, no, I avoid it, man.
You would stick your dick up a butt, but you wouldn't stick a finger.
I'd rather
up
avoid
a butt.
That too.
I'd rather lose my finger than my dick. I mean,
I'd rather just not do it. Avoid the butt overall.
You're fine, man. You're the most vanilla sexual appetite I've ever heard of.
Yeah, man. You gotta go.
You broaden, as needed. As needed. Maybe one day it'll be there.
Feinberg's like, I like to take her panties off, keep her shirt on, boxer shorts.
Oh, no. Clothes all off.
Full socks.
Yeah, you know the way that couple went at it in the ATM?
A steady control missionary.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, just hitting it.
Oh, yeah. No, in public, dude, that'd be awesome.
Don't kiss me.
As I'm not going to get arrested for it, you're fine.
What about a fishbowl?
A fishbowl?
Yeah. Is this all because you're a germaphobe?
I'm not a germaphobe.
A fishbowl is when you...
I pass out in the bathroom how many times a week?
I don't know.
All right. A fishbowl is when a girl asks you to pee in her butthole. So, like, would you do that?
No.
You've been trying to make that a thing for 10 years.
No, I'm not doing that.
A thing.
I've never heard of that before.
I got the Florida... I got you back on the Florida Dipper, not the fishbowl.
Florida Dipper?
Yeah, well, this is when you're really hot and you dip your nuts in a big, like, bucket full of ice water.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Your nuts in your burn.
If my nuts are really hot, you gotta cool them down.
That also, like, snowballed into, like, one day I was really, really hot at the fucking baseball field, and I was talking about, like, getting two Astro Pops and eating one and sticking the other one in my asshole.
Oh.
Just cool me from the core.
Oh. It's called the big one.
That is a quick way to lower your body heat. It's like, Astro Pop up your ass. It's like, oh, man.
And lower everybody's opinion of you as well at the same time.
Oh, what?
Yo, Katz is getting a little freaky over there with that popsicle.
You won't even stick your tongue in a girl's butt.
I will not. I will not. You're trying to compare a finger to a popsicle up your own ass.
Yeah, what?
I think you have sex with black socks, huh?
And sock garters.
Sometimes the socks actually don't make it off, to be honest. I find that unnecessary.
Are they black?
I hate having sex with socks on. I feel like a total asshole.
With the plaid boxer shorts and a white t-shirt on. Dude,
I don't do plaid anything, man.
You're Mr. Vanilla. You gotta spice it up a little bit. Let her get on top
next time. I'll wear some briefs from now on. There we go.
Get off the missionary.
Oh, no, we spice it up a little. I mean, there's no butt play. Nobody's getting any butt play. Sorry. Ken, that is off the table. Sorry.
That is an off menu item that you can order, man. You can go ask the mouth.
Usually women are the ones that are like, oh, the butt's off limits. But Hamburg's like, no! No butt play!
Hey, listen.
Who here has had a girl stick their finger in their ass, though? Like not uncalled for, though. It was just like, you weren't asking for it. You were just like, catching something.
Yo, Katz gets his lockjaw every once in a while. So girls just randomly fix their fingers up their ass and releases the jaw immediately.
Yeah, of course. It's a release button up there. Like, it makes you go like from on to... Oh! All right, so thank you for the thank you for the story, Feinberg. Let's move on to the old movies.
Yeah,
right?
Let's wrap it up with movies.
Price of admission, G.
All right, two movies out this week. First one, baseball movie, John Hamm in Million Dollar Arm. You guys hear about this one?
Yeah. Is it based off a real story?
Supposedly a true story. He's a...
Isn't Lake Bell in this, too?
I believe.
Who?
I'm seeing John Hamm.
Lake Bell.
Bill Paxton.
Some bitch.
Lake Bell. Yeah, she's in there. It's a dude who goes to India to scout players.
Yeah, the first to Indian be in baseball player.
Major League Baseball.
That's a mistake. They have a billion and a half people there. None of them are good at sports.
That's my question.
They found good basketball players there. They're young and they're... raw, but like Yeah, no, I'm sure you could. Well, there's a billion people.
It's like the Great Khali Essay.
Nobody can go 100 miles an hour. You're out of your mind.
My question is, you guys are sports guys. Mm-hmm. This is based on a true story. Have you ever heard of a player who came out of this?
No, it's probably a minor leaguer, maybe.
No, nobody. There's no good athletes. They don't even have an Olympic team for anything.
No, you know what? I think the example you can use is using soccer players to come into the NFL and kick the ball. It's a similar premise, but baseball is not cricket. You're throwing a ball, but I've seen the way the pitchers throw in cricket, or I don't even know if they're called pitchers, but when they're hurling whatever that cricket ball is, it's not the same. It's almost closer to a softball pitch, I think, than an actual baseball pitch.
Isn't cricket more closely related to like miniature golf?
No. You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
Do you know what a wicket is?
Cricket, and there's all kinds of wickets in cricket. Similar, but cricket you use.
Are you making shit up?
Not at all. I'm serious.
First of all, you bowl.
Cricket is like full size knock hockey.
Look, I will not talk about cricket anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that.
Although I do appreciate that it led to another Ninja Turtles reference.
You gotta know what a crumpet is. I'm saying cricket. I just want to say that the Indian people don't even have an Olympic team for anything.
They don't eat meat, they're vegetarian by nature. So how are they ever going to compete?
They eat chicken and shit, bro.
Most of them are vegetarians, I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're poor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that also doesn't help. But I think if you bring
an Indian kid over here,
I think Hindus
7 feet of length, and you teach him a sport, he's probably going to.
The Great Khali could barely wrestle.
Yeah, but the Great Khali came over here when he was 36.
The guy's younger than you.
Bring a kid over here when he's like 11, 12 years old and 6'7", you feed him proper meals, he'll grow up to fucking 7 foot.
You know what they're really good at? Is like walking on beds of nails and
sticking bones through their nose and shit.
Like snake charming, that's what they're
shrinking heads.
Alright. Alright, rotten tomatoes.
I don't know if it's a pro league for that, but
let's play the game.
18%.
Well, we need a theme song.
Sorry.
Swallowing swords.
Alright, 18% for me.
You're going 18. Again, closest to the critic score without going over on Rotten Tomatoes. So 18 for Ken.
I'm feeling good about 18.
25?
25 for Lou.
No,
oh,
I gave you a little 30. Window.
30 for Feinberg.
31.
31. Oh. Dirty play that wins.
How much?
59.
Oh.
It's like on the cusp of being fresh.
Oh,
it's not fresh.
John Hamm is from Mad Men, isn't he?
Yeah.
You should have told me that beforehand.
Madman.
He gets a couple extra points.
Mad Men is one of the more popular shows on television, so I wouldn't put it over 40 there.
Yeah, well, it's a Disney sports movie. So.
Yeah, but and Charlie Sheen had one of the most popular shows.
You should have told me that. Remember the Titans was a Disney sports movie.
I'm sorry, we went off on a weird Indian tangent there. I didn't give you all the information.
We
learned all sorts of things about
we were highlighting the best parts of Indian culture right there. Right.
Riding elephants.
Riding elephants, exactly.
And the Great Khali. And the other one?
All right, other movie, and I saw this already.
Tech support.
Neighbors?
Godzilla.
Call center.
Godzilla.
All right, let's get out of India.
They make some good doctors, too, over there.
Shut up. We're going to Godzilla. Do we even have to go into the plot of this one?
Well, we got the Chinese. Oh,
no,
yeah.
I've never
Japanese.
Seen a Godzilla flick.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bryan Cranston's in this.
Doesn't Godzilla swim through the streets of New York?
Who directed this?
Gareth Edwards.
And they're in Japan, right?
Well, I saw it last night. He goes all over the place.
Wait, is Bryan Cranston Godzilla's really in this? Or did you say that because he was on Power Rangers
for
a minute?
Now, this
was
is
it?
My problem. Why weren't there any F-18s involved?
So, what?
F-18 jets taking Godzilla out.
Because they wouldn't affect him. And Godzilla's not a bad guy in this.
He's not a bad guy.
He's fighting the bad monsters.
Oh, there's bad monsters in this?
Yeah.
I'm down.
They're called Mutos.
Oh, that's a bad name.
Well, it stands for, like, mutated underground terrestrial something or
as opposed to him who's mutated above ground.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Because, I mean, he's a mutation.
They say it once in the first 20 minutes of the movie, and then I lost it from there.
You're saying F-18 jets wouldn't affect Godzilla?
No, they didn't. They never affect the kaiju. The kaijus never get affected by that shit, dude.
No, the army couldn't do dick against Godzilla.
You still
they were hitting
happened, them though, in the beginning.
What?
You saw the planes trying to fight the first kaiju.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, after weeks, they brought that shit down.
But that's a rule in a Godzilla movie. The military does nothing.
I mean, I don't know. I just can't get behind. I can't get behind monsters that can't be destroyed by our military genius.
What if we were to get a bomb inside of them?
I'm sure we would just drop,
you know, like Armageddon.
Yeah, like let them eat something and then explode it from the inside.
I don't think they're retarded like that. Right? They're like, ooh.
A giant Dougie actually, tree full of dynamite.
Exactly.
It's funny you say that, because the Mutos in this movie eat radiation. So they're literally eating atomic bombs the whole time.
Oh. So that makes them even more powerful?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Total backfire.
You put like
that.
A bomb with like a cherry on top.
That's why you can't drop bombs on them, too, because they're eating our nuclear bombs. You don't want a nuclear explosion.
That's true. All that nuclear waste on the inside.
Cover a nuke with chocolate
drizzle. I know. And I see where they're going with this.
It's actually
so you need to develop a Godzilla monster to stop these things from eating your
nukes. Well, Godzilla in it is an ancient... He's like this ancient creature that arises when these other monsters get out of hand.
Shoots flaming hot pizza out of his mouth.
So if they would have stayed around and just eat a few nukes... It would have been okay, but they
no. The fact that they hatched and they were out there, like causing ruckus, Godzilla had to come up
knocking and buildings down and stuff.
Oh yeah, killing people. They wrecked Vegas.
Oh damn it!
They caused some trouble in Hawaii.
I was gonna say in Little China.
And then Godzilla shows up and they just wrecked San Francisco.
Yeah, it was a good chance it was gonna get wrecked anyway.
This is gonna be fresh, man. This is gonna be like a 71.
You think?
Oh yeah.
This is it 71?
Cranston and Godzilla, they look like they put some time into this.
65.
Lou?
Any other big stars besides Cranston?
Yeah.
Godzilla?
I forget the one guy's name. It's
Gojira?
Aaron Taylor Johnson, who I never knew before, but he's like the main guy. And then you got Elizabeth Olsen, who's the third Olsen sister. Yeah. And she looks like E.T.
Hmm.
And then she gets a giant weird head.
I'm going to go 72 before Lou.
Oh, now you remember it?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's 71 to Brian, 72 to Ken.
72 to me, bro.
73. I tell you what, I'd give this thing 100 if it was versus Gamera.
Gamera.
I don't know. Gamera.
What if it was versus Rastamouse?
Dude, I'm a Gamera fan, as long as Mystery Science Theater is back there.
What if it was Godzilla versus Rastamouse?
Rastamouse be getting fucked
up. He'd win. He's got the easy crew.
I agree with that.
Plus that fucking child rapist character they have. Yeah. Double D or something. I'll give it an 80. Hell, you guys.
Go an 80.
I'll go 81 then.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, we're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, all in the same upper region, but yeah. Ken nailed it on 72%.
Wow. What was it?
72%.
Seven deuce. Yo, who do you want to thank for your victory here?
Me.
Well, thank Brian Cash for setting the bar at 70.
But I would recommend it.
I do want to see this.
The last half hour, 45 minutes of just monster action is awesome.
Sounds almost like a porn description, too. Last 30 minutes, just monster action. Okay. Moving on.
Apparently. Anybody have crickets?
Yeah.
Sound effect?
I do have a cricket.
There we go.
So apparently he likes to watch these girls get destroyed at the end of these movies.
He likes those monster cock websites. Like monster action.
Just like, destruction.
It's like a kid's leg.
But not in the butt.
Yeah, but not in the butt.
It's never in the butt.
Yeah. Never in the butt.
Whoa, whoa, who said put it in the butt? I'm done with this.
What kind of video do you think this is?
I'm a righteous man.
This is in bad taste now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, how hot would a girl have to be for you to be like licking her asshole?
Licking?
Yeah.
It's just never going
to
happen.
Let's talk celebrities. Emma Stone tells you to lick her asshole, and then you could fuck her.
I would stick it in their butts.
No, you got to lick it.
No, asshole. The whole fucking what if was if you had to lick it.
You got a tongue punch.
Tongue punch or fart box.
Tongue punch or
fart
box.
What do I get for it?
You get to fuck her.
Oh, so that's if I eat the butt?
Raw dog, no condom, you could come inside of her.
Oh, yeah. That sounds better.
Emma Stone, you would do it.
Yeah.
All right.
You eat some butthole?
Yeah, probably.
Let's work down. What about a stripper? What about a really hot stripper?
No.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
Dude, no.
That's just asking for trouble.
No. No hookers, no strippers. They don't get their assholes licked.
I don't want any lasting marks.
Just checking.
No lasting, lasting situations.
You went from the penthouse to the gutter.
Yeah.
Right. You got to make the transition a little slower than that.
You got to maybe, like, that hot waitress at, like, Applebee's.
Emma Stone, like crack whore.
Emma Stone... Girls who get plugged for money.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a gauge.
Somewhere in between there.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
The last little thing I had was Lou brought it up, was I'm sorry, Channing Tatum news. How you feeling about that?
It's awful.
He got cast
in, all,
right?
Channing Tatum will play Gambit in an upcoming X-Men movie.
He's got a fat fucking head, all right?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like Gambit. Secondly,
Gambit's a shitty
character. He's kind of cross-eyed, isn't he? A
little bit.
Yeah. Third, the only thing he's able to play convincingly is a fucking dullard.
Yeah.
Not some smooth-talking Cajun.
No. First of all, Gambit is a shitty character.
No way, he's cool.
Yeah, no, he was half-ass written. Like, they fucking had a storyline for Gambit, then they changed it. They, like, didn't like Gambit, then they liked Gambit. Gambit's a shitty character. They gave
Hater.
Him, no, they gave him a shitty, like, no backstory. He's a terrible character. They should have never fucking made him.
He was a shitty toy. He was a great character.
He's just hating.
No, that's not hating.
He's a cool character.
I would love if Gambit walked in this room right now, put his arm on you, and you just blew the fuck out. Put your headphones on and start talking.
A deck of cards. That's so cool. Come on, Gambit's whack.
No, Wolverine was gay.
No, Wolverine was
Wolverine is sick.
No, I hated Wolverine. He was a douche. All right, whatever. This is not X-Men talk, but I mean, Channing Tatum.
Fucking movie killer.
He's not a movie killer. Right. 21 Jump Street.
Should I bring it up? 21 Jump Street is your only your
Magic
movie.
Mike didn't turn you on, Lou?
No.
That made a lot of money. You can't say that movie didn't do well.
All right, but we're talking action movies, not chick flicks.
The Eagle was good?
I didn't see that.
Eagle
wasn't it looked really gay.
The Eagle wasn't
How
bad.
Many times I mean, did he say the word bro in it?
The Eagle is about, like, fucking...
It was the Roman... It was the times of the Roman when they were up in,
You gotta beat Britain. Those Romans, bro. That didn't happen?
No.
I'm sure it did, man. That guy's a chump.
All right, man.
A fucking chumper. Plus, you said a minute ago that G.I. Jew...
G.I. Jew? G.I. Jew. Yeah, he make a bad Jew.
G.I. Jew.
G.I. Joe was, like,
kept
the worst
the books.
Movie ever. No, that... You don't fuck with G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe will get you.
Cobra got their fucking asses suit off, bro. They were just like all their terrorist shit. They had to pay so much money. They had
Everybody got audited immediately by the IRS.
We have more money. We got sued. Where's our lawyers? G.I. Joe.
He hasn't done anything else notable or worthwhile. Nothing.
They didn't license the name Cobra, so G.I. Joe sued him, and now they can no longer call, like yell out Cobra.
Like, every time they do, they owe somebody else money.
Yeah, they're like, there's more money going into the pockets of the Joes. Slowly, it's how you fucking destroy Cobra, but you just take all their cash.
With business sense.
Yes. Like, they buy all the robot parts, and they charge them up double. So, like, every robot guy costs, like, way much more than they were spending. It's like, these guys are killing us over here. All right.
Let's call it a day.
All right,
so all the usual. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check out our other shows. A-Squad, Politwits, and Disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. And for myself, Pete, and Brian, and Feinberg, and Lou, and Ken, close the door behind you. We'll be right back.